Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, what's good? You are currently listening to The Streets Talk with your girl TA to the Z. And I'm currently listening to the BET Awards. Well, looking at the BET Awards, the ones that just passed in 2010. And just got through watching Chris Brown. I've seen it before, though. But, you know what I mean? He did his things on the BET Awards. So people that are hating and doing all that, man, just let Chris Breezy do his thing because he's very talented. And his tribute to Michael Jackson was off the hook, you know what I mean? But people still, you know, don't show him no love. He's a kid, so he's still young, so he just needs guidance to get where he needs to be, you know? I mean, don't get it twisted because, you know, I've been in an abusive relationship myself, so I'm not, you know, vouching or taking up for what he's done. But you can't knock the fact that he is talented and he did what he did. And I also watched the last year's performance, 2009, they played that first BET where they had BBD, Guy, Kevin Campbell, Keith Sweat. Man, ooh-wee, they was putting it in. It just brings back that old school feeling, that old school music and how it was done, you know. But keep on the line here, keep tuning in, because we do got an interview with Cherry Johnson that is going to be coming up soon. But we're going to go ahead and get into the mix to start things off. I got Crooked Eye with Daniel City.
Yo, rest in peace to Omar. Moment of silence. Shouts out to Bullet. Shouts out to Ernie on Twitter. It's Hip Hop Weekly Reloaded, man. Let's go. C.O.B. is my religion. You know? I don't think niggas fucking with me, my opinion.
Nobody.
What do you do if you a rebel when the whole world around you ain't thinking on your level like a stone to a pebble? I'm looking at my bezel, I ain't got time to verbally wrestle with you devils. Talking shit, it frees my mind till I become a walking stick to lead the blind. Yeah. Do you believe my grind? I spit polish, that's the reason I proceed to shine. To the new procession one, leave them guys alone. Feel my work is never done, my life's a song. Even though I kept a gun, I knew right from wrong. I got rhythm like Reverend Run, I keep wash it on. I put on for my city, got my hood on smash. Riding through Long Beach, foot on gas. EMP with the pistol, looking for guns to put on blast. Leave me alone and they stand in my good old stash. The hood messed with my scruples. I looked death in the face so closely I saw myself in his pupils. Everybody got a coffin, they gon' get in time. I'm walking, not running, trying to get in mine. My young homies, they a thug with a cause. My old homies living life behind government walls. Fell victim to Republican law. Barbara Boxer, Arnold Schwarzenegger, nah, I ain't fucking with y'all. The conspiracy theorists that y'all say I be. Thinking the free clinic, giving out HIV. Murder the ghetto with AIDS. Preach to the choir, may I please?
Judge.
I know you lyric critic wanna give me hell. This a homonym flow going deeper than any well. Thinking optimistic, 2013, coupe on reserve. My world ain't ending in 2012. I'm the best, hating on me, what you better do? Have to talk behind my back, cause I'm ahead of you. Hip Hop Weekly, new beat, killing them. Trying to be a synonym to Cool G. And Illy Eminem with the loose leaf. Crazy as Cool Keith, giving them groupies a 2-drink minimum. When they chuck me off, they be working so hard, like an employee, I must be boss. My little nigga, man, he 15. Keep a M16, love to hear that bitch scream. I could tell him to kill you if I wanted to.
But why would I tell him to do something I wanted to?
Turn on the TV, rappers all faggot. Tell you ain't never had shit, how y'all bragging?
Yeah.
Nigga 44 lagging. Pointing at you industry niggas who false flagging. You false flagging, homie, you false flagging. You false flagging, homie, you false flagging.
You ain't a Crip, Pyro, or a Blood. And I hope some real bangers kill you. Nigga, what?
Nigga, what?
I'm fucking sister. Team first string is the gang. Got Dara pussy. Push up. East Coast headed west coast heading out the Midwest. Over. They let a boy down to St. Paul, but in the shot, I'm hover.
Hoover. They both are American gangsters, but there's a false one and a true one. You must ain't telling about your boy Kanye. They out of my cheeks like the Lord Kanye. Know them blue rags don't bore Kanye. Laws in the creed better know them Kanye. Don't mention my chief, I ain't for Kanye. You hater, been the hottest around for 3 years. 1,000 for the jeans I wear. Up in the shy, I'm the mayor. 7,000 a pound, I'm so player. I swear, 100 for the stones in my ear. I wanna fuck shorty, wanna pay her. And all mad doing that a favor.
You first string entertainment. Niggas, you already know what it is. Stay prop shot town division. On the air, 100 shot drum on a care, fuck 50 niggas with a razor, nice work like a Green Beret, bout game like cash player, but I'm from the home of Joe Frazier, middle finger up to Jayer, I don't give a fuck about Yeager, wanna know I think Ye queer, he dressed queer, I swear, I heard he think it and it's rare, you should know by now I don't care, I hear you and broad day, Wall Street fully don't care, jailhouse nigga top tier, walk the yard with no fear, throw a nigga off the top tier, I know a nigga don't smell fear, I know a nigga don't see a tear, creep down your cheek my dear, I know a motherfucker ain't scared, here's some tissue my dear, don't be scared, you in the clear, clear, clear.
Right. in the street. Yeah. Let a nigga like he never catch him on a beat. Catch that bitch twice, I'ma catch him with the heat. Money on my mind, call me on the grind. Been away a minute, but it's my time.
Yeah, yeah, and that was Obi Trice with My Time, 2011. And right before that, we played Benny Siegel featuring King the Hood Savior with Haters Can, and that's like a Jay-Z and Kanye diss. You know, Benny Siegel, shout out, he back doing his thing. He been getting that Jay-Z, though. If y'all don't know, you know, Google the name and look on YouTube and stuff, because he done got that Jay-Z a couple of times, you know what I mean? But it's your girl, T.A. to the D. You're currently listening to the Streets Talk radio show. We do this every Sunday, so make sure you tune in at 6 p.m. if you're on the west side, 9 p.m. if you're on the east side. You can call in and listen to the show at 646-478-3243, or you can log in and do it online at www.live.streetswithaZradio.com. I do got some new heat from Nas, so make sure you stay tuned for that. We'll play that a little bit later, but we're going to go ahead and get into the phone here, see who we got here. Yo, hello?
Hello.
Yeah, you on the air with Tazzy. What's good?
Hi, I was told to call in. My name is Kathy Scott. I was told to call in for the interview with Cherry Johnson. I'm her co-author for her book.
Oh, okay. Yeah, yeah, that's what's up. All right, well, let's see here who else we have here on the line, because we have someone else here, and maybe this is her. So don't go anywhere. Hold on, okay?
No problem.
All right, hello? Hello? All right, so we got a couple people holding on here. So, Cherry, if you are listening, please press 1 so that I can know that you are holding to be here on the air, and we'll go ahead and get you on the line with Kathy Scott here. We do have an interview coming up shortly with Cherry Johnson. If you aren't knowing, she and Kathy, they have wrote a book, and, you know, it's called Around the World Twice. So we are going to go ahead and, you know, talk to them here. But let me see who this other caller is. This might be her.
This is
Hello?
Cherry Johnson. Hey, this is Cherry Johnson.
Hey, what's good, Cherry?
How you doing?
Oh, I'm doing good. How about you?
I'm really good. Thank you. I was actually on the phone grooving to the music and forgot to press 1. My bad. I've been here.
Oh, okay. Yeah, yeah. Because I forgot to write down, you know, your number, so I know what your number is to know offhand. But that's all good here. Let me get Kathy back here on the line. I got her on hold here. Hi, Kathy, you there?
Yes, I am.
Okay,
hey,
good.
Girl.
All right, so.
Hey. She knows you well. She's like, Cherry, press 1, dummy.
Look, I was sitting there listening to the music. I swear to God, I was grooving back and forth. I forgot all about the fact that I was supposed to be doing an interview or anything. I heard you say, Kathy. I was like, ooh, because I'm a Tazzy listener. So, you know,
yeah,
sometimes
yeah.
I just be grooving. And I was like, oh, yeah, I got to press 1.
That's all good. That's all good. Well, you know, congratulations on your guys' move, book that you guys got, Around the World Twice. And, you
Thank
know,
you.
I want you to tell us a little bit about that and how, you know, you hooked up with Kathy and what sparked the idea, you know, to write the whole book all together.
Well, Kathy and I have been friends for years, and it's really a story about women turning 30. It's a coming-of-age story. I look back and I thought about, you know, the things that I went through. I'm a little bit older than Kathy. And we were talking about what was going to happen, you know, when she turned 30 and the emotions that you go through and all that kind of stuff. I was really excited about being 30. I was depressed at 25, but 30 seemed like a great new chapter that I couldn't wait to, like, embrace. And Kat was kind of hesitant about 30, so that's where the book
I That is not the word for what I was. No, it was beyond.
Okay, well, what's the word? What's the word?
I was depressed. I was sad as hell. That's what I was. And from 25 on, I was sad every year. It wasn't just 30, but 30 was like a big change for me.
Oh, that's what's up. All right. Well, tell us a little bit about, you know, your book and, you know, how you came up with the whole concept.
Go for it, Kat.
Actually, see, she always does this to me. Cherry came up with the concept. Cherry wrote her portion of the book first and then came to me after I edited a script for a movie for her. And she said, look, I have this project and I need somebody to finish it. You write books too? You want to try? So that's how that came about. Like she said, we were friends first, so it wasn't even a thing. Like, we just got together and did it. It wasn't hard at all.
No, that's every time Kathy and I get together, it's like a play date with adults, you know?
10 hours.
10 hours. That's my nickname. Every time I come around Kathy, her friends and everyone calls me 10 hours because they say that I kidnap her for 10 hours.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, I got a car out of the first visit. I got a car, so it's okay. She helped me pick out a car.
Oh, okay.
I'm not mad.
There you go. All right, well, who would you say, like, some of the characters that are involved in Around the World Twice? And describe to us, if you can, just a little bit about their personality.
Okay, let's do the women. The women of the book, Cherry.
Okay, the women of the book are Ashley and Lillian, and they are two very good friends. Hint, hint. Wink. Both of the women.
Hey, don't do that. Now we sound like we're lovers. Hold on. Wait a minute.
No. They're friends. I'm saying, you know, wink, wink.
Wink,
wink. Ashley and Lillian are friends.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Ashley's a celebrity, and Lillian is a housewife, mother of five. Mother of four.
Four. Girl, I'm gonna be adding.
Yeah, my bad. You know what I'm saying? Mother of four. And I'll say that, you know, the characters are loosely based on true experiences that we've gone through.
And Cherry just scared me because I have four girls, and somebody said about me today, these are her four girls, and her boy is somewhere in the ovaries waiting. So being that you just said that, now I'm scared.
So you gonna try for
Cheered.
That boy, huh?
No. It's not even a question. It's just no. If God gives me a boy, that's punishment, I think. With all these girls.
That's what, you know, props on you for just having four kids and raising them. You know, that's what's up.
Thank you. I've been a single parent more than half of my life, so it comes naturally to me.
It's a story about loyalty and friendship. And
okay.
So, you know, it's loosely based on us.
Mm-hmm.
I probably
shouldn't
tell that.
I'm sorry?
Yes. She said about me and you.
Oh.
Yeah, about two girls.
Loosely, yeah, because like I said in the book, like Cherry said, I'm a housewife and I've never been married and I'll probably never be a housewife in my lifetime, but so it's pretty loosely based on us. But some of the characters, you know, do depict actual people in our lives.
Okay, all right. And then is this the only book that you guys have worked on, or have you guys worked, you know, together on other projects as well?
Together? We haven't worked on another one.
Well, kind of. Kathy edited I Did, the script for the movie that
she said book.
But
she said
book. Okay, yeah, but this is the first book.
Okay, all right. But she did do edit on I Did. Okay, that's what's up.
Yes.
Yeah, I did script editing. Not editing.
Script editing. All right, so Kathy, are you into like script editing and writing and, you know, things of that such? Do you have any other projects that are out there that people may not know about?
No, actually, I was a freelance writer. I did work for an online magazine called The Issue, and I actually wrote an article on Mytrece Richardson right after she went missing, and that was the only other published item I had before I Did.
Okay, all right, but I'm sure that in your future you plan to, you know, do more things, you know, from, you know, this book and, you know, working on I Did. It sounds like you have a natural talent for, you know, writing and being behind the scenes.
Oh, thank you. Definitely, and I love being behind the scenes. I don't like the spotlight at all. I'll do anything behind the scenes as long as I can stay behind the scenes. No pictures.
Well, that's good. All right. Well, Cherry, how would you say that, you know, writing this book is different from when you did, you know, I Did your movie?
You know, I Did was loosely based off of a true story as well, but my stuff got really chopped up. You know, you could only tell so much of the story without giving everything because I had a limited amount of time and a limited amount of characters. The book is different. I got to talk about the whole story and tell you how it started, what manifested in between. You know, I talk about some relationships that I was in. So you got to know the beginning, middle, and the demise of some of them and, you know, the beautiful ending of others.
Right. Well,
and you got the fantasy ending of mine. All fantasy.
I hear you. So it sounds like, you know, with writing a book, it's more freely because you don't necessarily have that time constraint versus, you know, doing like a movie, you have to cut things down and make sure that it fits during a certain time frame.
And I wasn't as censored, you know. My publisher was okay with me saying as many F-bombs as I want to, and we were allowed to talk about coochie and all that kind of stuff. When you're doing a movie, you're worried about, you know, you don't want to get that X rating, and you literally have a certain amount of bitches, a certain amount of ass, a certain amount.
And shoot, our publisher was looking for every bitch, every hoe.
Right.
He was like, elaborate.
We were able to be free and really talk about, you know, our feelings, and we didn't have to conform, so to say.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right, well, that's what's up. And, you know, after speaking about that, what would you say, you know, because you started out acting, what would be the difference from acting and being in front of the camera to, you know, going behind the scenes and, you know, writing movies and working on your book?
Oh, it's absolutely different. You know, acting is my passion, but I've always written since I was like 5 years old. And when you're acting, most of the time you're playing characters that other people developed. So in my book, I got to write about characters that I developed and things that I lived through. So you don't have to portray someone else's character. You know, you get to do your own, which is a lot more free.
Mm-hmm.
Makes you a lot more free. And yeah, and it's not... It's more like a therapy and a release than a challenge. When you're trying to make somebody else happy and bring their character to life, it's a challenge because you have to please them before you can please the audience.
I've always said that about writing.
Yeah, you have to give them the vision that they want. When it comes to what you write, it's like, it's therapeutic.
Mm-hmm. That's true because a lot of people can relate. That's true. I can do that.
And writing has to be therapeutic because then the steps that come after it are where the stress is. So you might as well get a break.
Right. And probably, you know, the reason why it is therapeutic, because a lot of times when people write things, it comes from their heart. And, you know, whatever, you know, people have been through, there is somebody in this world that has been through the same thing and can relate. Or if they haven't been through it, they can see the story and, you know, kind of get an example as to what could happen and, you know, the choices they can make. So I can definitely dig that.
Absolutely. The book is really like a tale that everyone can relate to, women and men. You know, everyone has a friend. Everyone has a loyal friendship and friendships that don't make it past a season for a reason. We, as women, we all go through the same things, and that's what the book is about. It's about the celebrity who lives this beautiful life from the outside, you know, and everybody thinks she's got it made, and then this housewife, but it's so much of how their lives parallel, and they are the same. They're both women. Regardless of what social class you put those women in, they're both women.
Right, that's real. And women need to come more together nowadays because there's just a lot of hating out there. So it's good that, you know, this story right here, you know, kind of seems like it relates about two women and their friendship and how they progress, you know, in their friendship as well as separately in their lives.
It definitely is, and it's like, you know, it's about them coming together and sticking together, especially black women. We don't do that, and if we did, we'd be so much further than what we are today. You know, most celebrities, they have these friends, and they might buy their friend a pair of shoes or dinner or something, but they don't give them a platform or a foundation where they could go on and do what they want to do. This book is about two women who help each other, you know, build a foundation for each other to move on, not just personally, but also in business.
And in hood ways also, because my character does cut somebody for her in the book.
Well, you know what I'm saying? He needed to be cut.
Yeah. So, I mean, I don't want them thinking it's all goody two shoes and I'm doing this for you, you're doing this for me. No, we ride for each other in the book also.
Right, all day, definitely. Every day.
That's what's up. And would you say that, you know, outside of the book and kind of relating
to your real life? Is that, you know, pretty much how you take your friendships, your real friendships are?
Yeah, all like all three maybe of my female friends. Yeah, that's how I take it.
Most definitely.
Yeah, because a lot of females, you talk to a lot of people, and we just don't have a lot of female friends, so that's crazy, and it's good to, you know, have someone that you can be there for and, you know, share your dreams and your goals and make a book and, you know, get it out there and let the world know what's good.
Oh, yeah. It is nice. And like Kathy said, all three.
I was at five. When the book first started, you know, coming together, I was at five. And then I kept telling people, okay, wait a minute, I'm losing my thumb. So now we're down to three. So I guess the pinky is gone also.
Oh, wow.
You know, okay, I can count them on half of one hand now.
Well, I want to be the middle finger because I ain't going nowhere.
Oh, definitely. And that's the one I use most often. So, yeah, I use you. No problem.
Do you guys plan on writing any other books? Or, Cherry, do you have any other projects or anything in the making?
Absolutely. I signed a multiple book deal. And
we both did. Hers is more than mine, but we both did.
Yeah, so the literary world is stuck with us for a minute. Plus, we have a lot of stories to tell. You know, I've been in the industry since I was a kid, and Kat's been a mommy for a long time.
Since I was a kid?
Right, since she was a kid, and we've lived a lot of life, and we've lived a lot of life together. So
right.
We got some things we're going to be talking about with the help of Mr. J.M. Benjamin, who's our publisher.
Okay.
Definitely. And Cherry has this nice little project she's working on that I am already trying to stick my nose into. It's called Peaches and Cream.
Yeah, okay. Peaches and Cream. She, you know, she's in the works. She's just in the development stages, but she'll be.
Yeah, I'm a help developer because I like this story.
Hopefully 2011.
2011? All right.
Yeah.
Are you going to tap back into the movie scene and maybe do any other movies?
Oh, the movies aren't going anywhere, baby. I got eight of them that'll be released, you know, between the next few years. I have one that just came out August 10th. It's called Killer Weekend with me and Eric Roberts.
Oh, okay. I didn't know about that one. Okay.
Yeah, the movie business is heavy. You know what I'm saying? That's what's paying the bills right now.
Okay, and where's that movie available at?
It's also available on Amazon, just like our books. And I believe it's available everywhere our books are sold, Barnes & Nobles, Borders Books. You know, they all sell DVDs, too.
Okay. Yeah, I like Amazon. They got a lot of stuff on there. So I'm going to cop the book this weekend or this next week on Friday when I get paid and definitely try to check out that other movie. I seen I Do, I Do, too, and I was you was a fool.
Oh, thank you.
Did she say you was a fool?
Yeah, and I said thank you.
And that is a compliment.
Taking that girl tennis and things like that and, you know, trying to give her some Dr. Pepper, you know what I mean?
She shouldn't have been pregnant for my man.
I hear you.
And, you know, that's loosely based off of...
No, the salt was the funny part. When she dumped the salt on the salad, that was good.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, she dumped, like, that whole thing of salt in that girl's salad. She was trying to give her a heart attack for real.
But, see, I love having interviews with women because women say, oh, you had her playing tennis and getting her to eat salt. All the men say is, what was you doing in the jacuzzi?
In the hot tub.
Right. That's all they say.
But go ahead and tell the guys how you scratched your back up making that scene, though.
Oh, he did. He scratched my back up. I was bleeding at the end of the scene. I was like, come on, homie. I like it rough, but, you know, rough and Florine together, this ain't working. He was trying to give it to his sister.
What has the response been since, you know, you dropped the movie and you dropped the book? Like, what are the fans saying about the project that you're working on now?
It's crazy, like, the movie, I got cussed out the other day because somebody, you know, took Vivian's character a little bit too far. He was like, I can't believe how mean you are, and you were so wrong. And I started laughing, and at first I was like, homie, that wasn't me. You know what I'm saying? My name is Cherry.
Yeah.
That was Vivian. But he wanted to keep arguing, and I turned around and I looked at him. I said, hold up, homie, you're going to make Vivian come out. You know I wrote it, right? And then he kind of backed up and eased up off me. I love it because I'm known as a nice little sweet girl next door, so I'm getting it's a 50-50 response. Either they loved I Do I Did or they hate I Do I Did. And I love the ones that love it. You know, they're people who lived through that experience, and then some of them hate it, and I'm loving those people too because it's letting
right.
people see me in a different light. So it's like, okay, I did my job.
Right.
Definitely.
Right.
And the haters keep it going, like they say.
Okay.
Any press is good press.
All press is
and
good
yeah,
press.
Haters keep you motivated, you know? They make
they
you
are
greater.
On YouTube
That's
talking about
is.
Me. Yeah, they're on YouTube talking about me bad, and the more they talk about me bad, the more the DVD is selling. So keep it going.
Yeah, and it's like, you know, when you think about haters and stuff and the things that they got to say, it's like, well, what are you actually doing with your life? You know,
nothing.
People just got to
definitely.
Just, you know, drop negative comments on people. There's a lot of more things to talk about in the world, and if people would use that energy to push their dream or, you know, whatever it is they're doing, they'll probably be a lot further instead of worrying about somebody else. You
definitely.
Know?
And we'd like to thank my stalker one more time for sending her daughter in to buy our book because, yes,
she
that
was the
still
mom.
Made us our money.
We'll take a stock of $15 any day.
That's crazy. Well, Terry, you know, from starting off as being, you know, a child star to still making moves and grinding hard today, how would you say that the industry has changed from back then until now, and what have you learned over the years?
Ooh, I've learned that you're definitely disposable. If you let yourself be disposable, I learned that people try to put you in a box. You just have to fight your way out of it, you know, and don't conform to what people want you to be.
Mm-hmm.
I've learned that the world is cheap, and only 3% of only 3% of black actresses work at any given time. There are over 350,000 black women in the union that are in my age and my category. So for 3% of us to work at any given time, the statistics are you get one job out of 100 auditions. So if you want it, go get it. And you have to make a platform for yourself. Don't wait for somebody else to give you a job. If you want a job, make a job.
Yeah, that's true. And why do you think that is, though, that, you know, as many talented women that are out here being entrepreneurs, you know, out here hustling, you know, why do you think that it is that we don't get as much shine as the male population?
Like you said, we're cheap.
We're cheap, and black women are not in power positions. Once we start, you know, taking those power positions and becoming executive producers and writing more projects for other black women, we're not going to get the chance. As long as we sit back and we let the men kind of do their thing, they're going to give jobs where they see fit.
See fit, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
When most executive producers in the business are white males, they're going to write stories. People write what they know.
Right.
So we need
Definitely.
To
That's
realize that we need to become a part and control our own destiny unless we just want to sit around and wait for somebody else to give us a job.
Oh, yeah, that's true. And to the women that do have power, stop hating. You know what I mean? Reach out to the next one because we all out here doing our thing because there's a lot of women out here, too, that do have, you know, power and, you know, the ability to put people on and not necessarily, you know, try to make somebody famous, but to give somebody an opportunity, and they're hating just all along and just want
to. And a lot of times they don't want to because they're scared. They also get scared if they help someone out, that person's going to take their shine from them. So a lot of people won't help.
Right.
Yeah, that's true.
The crab in the barrel mentality.
Yeah.
It is. It is. And a lot of people will try to get you. So be careful in the end. That's what it is. For real. Well, you know, from acting to writing and even doing a little bit of singing, what else is in store for Terry Johnson and what can we expect to see from you over the next couple of years?
Oh, a whole lot. A whole lot. I'm definitely going to do at least 15 books. I'm determined. It's a goal. I'm going to go back to television and produce a project. I don't know if I'll be on the other side of the camera. I'm sure I'll jump in there every once in a while, but I'll definitely be behind the camera. A series of children's books is to come along with maybe an animation series.
And she is doing a dating radio show coming up very soon where we are going to find Terry a daggone man. Screw all this book stuff and children's books and movies. She is going to find a man. She has a radio show coming up. We haven't thought up a name for it yet. I'm trying to push him into turning it into a television series because that's what she needs to do this year.
They are on me right now because it's like I keep saying I want a baby in a couple of years, and they're like, "Well, you've waited until you
by what?
Before.
Yeah, we don't want donor number 33 to be her baby's dad. Because you
so,
never
yeah,
know.
Their goal is a husband. My goal is a Ferrari. We'll see.
And my goal is a husband and a Ferrari. No,
this is crazy. All right, well, let's go on the line here real quick. I don't know if it's somebody that may want to send a shout-out to you and say what's up, but hold on there for a second. Let's see who we got here on the line. You're live on the air with Streets Radio. What's good?
Hello.
Yeah, hello.
Hi, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Hi, how are you? Hey, Cherry, nice to talk to you again. This is Maylin. How are you?
Hi, I'm great, thank you. How are you?
I'm fine. Just woke up. it's nice to talk to you all again. I'm really inspired by your books and your motivation, actually, your energy, your positivity, just all the way around, you know. Just, you know, you're a very nice person.
Oh,
and, you know, I've been following you, welcome, following your work and things like that, and I would really love for someone to do a movie on my life. Yeah, I would definitely embrace that, but I think it's excellent what you're doing, though.
Thank you.
I was just enjoying you all's conversation. It was actually funny. You know, I need a good laugh before I go to work tonight, so.
Well, hey,
Yep. Giggling
is my favorite thing to do. No, thank you so much.
Exactly.
You talked about being positive, and I'm a firm believer in what you put into this world is what you put out. If you wake up and everything around you is negative, that's what you're going to receive all day. If you wake up and you leave the negative behind you into yesterday and you just think positive and you speak positive, I really think that's what you'll get.
Exactly. Yeah, because it's what you put into it. Just like I see a lot of people that don't really agree with Facebook, and Facebook is the same way. And that's what I tell people. It's what you put into it. If you're surrounding yourself with the negative links and the people on there, then that's what you're going to get.
Right.
Definitely.
You know, so I, you know, and that's what I tell people, and I don't think I can stress that enough, but of course, everybody has their own beliefs and things of that nature. So, oh well, it is what it is. Yep. So, yeah, but, yeah, I am waiting on the I Do, I Did part two because I really enjoyed part one. Oh, my God, I enjoyed it.
I'm going to make Cherry write up on I Can't.
So
I Do, I Did.
Exactly. I didn't want to talk on the phone. I'm like, okay, look, I'll call you back. I'm watching the movie, right? So.
Oh, wow, that's such a big compliment.
Exactly.
See,
yeah,
this is one of the good ones. And can I ask you a question? As a woman, you watched I Do, I Did. You said you loved it. Why do you love it? Was it a story that you could relate to? Was it?
Well, it just basically exposed a lot of married men for what they really are. And
which everybody relates to.
Yeah. I just feel like it's kind of like a reality show, too, because it just lets people know that, okay, just because you get married, a lot of times, you know, things can go wrong. You just have to stay prayerful, because if you don't have the relationship with God that you should have, first of all, you know, first and foremost, and this is why God says equally yoked, okay? Not only in friendships and things like that, marriages, relationships, all of that. You won't have any issues as long as you keep God first.
Nope.
You can never fail, and you won't have issues such as that. And more importantly, deceit, betrayal, things of that nature, that's really common, too. You won't have to deal with that either. And a lot of times, God will give you the spirit of discernment to where you can see it before it actually comes into play, before it can even manifest itself.
Can I ask you one more question?
Sure.
Do you think that all women, and this is for everyone on the phone, you know, we talked about how around the world spice is experiences that all women go through. Do you think it's all women's journey that one time in their life they do get caught up with that married man, whether it's their husband or someone else's husband?
I do. I believe so, because if not, how would we ever learn to be strong women if we never go through anything?
Well, you know what? I would say most women, I wouldn't say necessarily get caught up with marriage. It's so much as marriage, but I would say maybe relationship-wise, yes, every woman has been hurt. Every woman has been there. You know, you have a lot of single women out here that's dating a child. I mean, single women out here that's single parents. You know, they, you know, they have relation, they have children as a result of, you know, marriage gone bad, relationship gone bad, relationship that they were hoping would last, and unfortunately it didn't last, and, you know, this is the result of it. They learn from it, and hopefully they learn and they move on. But unfortunately, a lot of women, you know, they make the same mistakes over and over, and it is like they just never understand, because they have what you call the pretty much the self-esteem issue that they're dealing with.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, some women, they, you know, they're just willing to accept whatever, you know, whatever a man gives them, whatever a man, you know, whatever situation a man has to offer. Just like it's a lot of women out here that's what they're so desperate for a man, they're willing to date a man that coming out of prison.
I say that all the time. And you know what? I call it the ugly kid syndrome, not to say necessarily they were an ugly kid when they were young, but something made them not feel good about themselves when they were younger. And either they saw it happen to their mother, or somebody down the line, they got the feeling that you need love regardless of what. And I get that a lot because, just like you said, I'm a single mother of four. And I get a lot, oh, you married? Oh, you ain't never going to be married. And you know what? That's not even something that I think about on a daily basis like most people at all. But certain people get stuck.
Yeah, they're so judgmental when it comes to that. They're so quick to judge you. And another thing I realize too is there's a lot of women allow themselves to go through that because they have some missing voids in their life. They're looking for love in the wrong place.
And men do it too. It's not always women. Some men do the same thing.
Exactly.
Oh, they do.
Exactly.
They do. And what I never understood is, you know, basically when someone is in a relationship and they be in a relationship for so long, before they even get out of that relationship, they're already in another relationship, and it's just, the cycle just continues, and they never have no time to know who they are and what they can bring to a relationship. I don't understand that, because if I break it with somebody, if I really...
I'm the opposite.
I've been guilty of that myself. I've been guilty of the job.
I'm the opposite.
Relationship to an ex.
I'm 100% the opposite. I'm the one sitting going, oh, no, man, I'm cool. Not that I don't need a man, because I keep hearing out of men that that's a lie and a woman needs a man. But I'll say, I don't need a man. I got a next-door neighbor that can fix my shower door. You know, I got a homeboy that's a plumber. I don't need no man. And they look at me like I'm crazy.
I don't believe it's the fact that I need a man. I think I get caught up in these relationships, and before I know it, somebody tells me that I'm with them, and I'm like, oh.
Yes, that's what I was saying. I was just about to say, I don't go from relationship. I get told I'm in a relationship.
Right.
And I'm like, oh.
I get punks into dating somebody.
And not to be funny, that's happened with at least my last three. It's like, oh, we're together. And there was one that told me we weren't together, and then turned around and said, oh, we were together, but we're not now. Well, I thought you told me we never were. So.
Right. Yeah, that's crazy.
I get people that force me into a relationship.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Oh. Well, in the chat room here, just to let you know, we just have someone, Mega the Man, and he sent a shout out. He just wants to say, hi, Cherry, love your work. Hi, Kathy. He said, when this book.
Ooh, hi, Mega Man.
Through the roof. Will you guys make a movie of it? So he just wants to know, will you guys make a movie of the book that you guys just did?
Well, I like the name Mega the Man, so ask him, can he play my husband? Maybe.
That was Kathy.
That was Kathy.
Mega the Man, just pick up the phone and call us.
And tell us where you got the idea for that nickname.
You know what? Absolutely. I would definitely make a movie. For Around the World Twice. It'll be fun, but I want to play Ashley.
Okay.
I just told on myself. I was saying I want to play myself, but that was just like, it was like Cherry Shaw.
Yeah, that sounded crazy. I want to play myself. Don't be playing yourself on the radio, Cherry, because you just played yourself.
Yes, sir. Well, I just want to know here, and probably some of the people here, like, what are, if any, are some of the obstacles that you've had to overcome to, like, make your dream a reality?
Oh, as far as this book, you know, it took 2 years to seal my book deal with J.M. Benjamin. J.M., I hit him around July 2008 and sent him my manuscript, and I called back every 3 months to see if he read it or if he was interested, and he kind of played me to the left. So I kept calling back and was like, hey, JM, you know what I'm saying? For some reason, I was stuck on him. When I was introduced to him, I looked him up and I learned that he was Essence No. 1 Street Lit author. that he was like the top selling in his league, that he had his own publishing company, that he's, you know, he's from the East Coast, he lives in Jersey, and I was like, this is my home, this is where I'm supposed to be. I'm supposed to be at a New Quality Publishing. And I'm so glad I didn't let that go. February of this year, I Do I Did came on BET. I was sending out mass text messages to all my friends who were too cheap to probably buy the DVD. I was like, okay, I can get black people to watch if I tell them this on TV for free. So I was like, you know, check me out. It's the first thing I ever wrote, produced, and started myself. I Do I Did, blah, blah, blah. The next day, I get a telephone call. JM says, hey, I was wondering if you were still interested in writing books. So after I picked myself up off the floor, I was able to have an intelligent conversation with him about the book, about my marketing strategy and everything like that. And 2 weeks later, Kathy and I were signing contracts.
Well, and Kathy's biggest struggle with getting this done, if anybody cares to know, is dealing with other editors. It never clicked for me that other people were going to have input on what we write. Period. I thought it was basically like, I write it, you write it, we check it, we like it, this is how it's going to be. Yeah, and about the second or third time, we went through phone calls of, oh, don't you think this should maybe be that? I turned Cherry into my PR person because I was like, I can't even have this discussion. What you mean, change it? No. So.
And I already knew, like, you know, it's
that was my struggle.
Coming from the industry, I knew it was a business. You know what I'm saying? And I knew you're under someone else's publishing company, just like being under a network. They're gonna have their say in a way.
Right.
They're gonna have their say. They're gonna have their, hey, I think it would be better if you do it like this. Hey, it would be better if you do it like that. And I was kind of, I'm open to it because you've done this before. I haven't done it, and. You know, I'm going to fight for some things that I believe to stay or be this way. But other things, I'm like, I'm open to listen and learn.
Mm-hmm.
So for me, JM's kind of been a sensei in a way. I call him my sensei because I've never sat down and had a conversation with him without learning anything. And that was one of the things when I came to him at first, he was like, yeah, you weren't ready. And I wasn't ready because I wasn't trying to learn that, you know, literary is a whole business to itself. It's like 40% talent, but 60% business. And if your business isn't right, it doesn't matter what talent you have in writing. It's not going to be okay. So he made me sit down and actually learn. And I'm thankful for that because I didn't go in blind. It's not like signing a bad record deal and not knowing what you signed.
That's cool. Well, that just proves, you know, that you are here to do bigger and better things because some people get to a point where they don't take time to listen and learn because they feel that they know everything and somebody trying to school them or let them know, no, this is the way we need to go. And they're like, no, I already know. I'm going to do it my way. And then it backfires. So, you know, it doesn't matter, you know, how long you've been trying to pursue your dream or your goal, it never fails or it never, you know, is not a mistake to listen to somebody and listen to them and hear the advice that they can give to you because they've been there before and they've done what you're where you're trying to be.
I mean, I definitely got frustrated and there were times when I wanted to give up and you know, just say, forget it, the whole book thing isn't working, I'm just going to keep acting because that's what I know. But then another part of me was like, you know what, you want this so bad. If you give up, it's just like letting yourself get defeated and the determination stuck in. And I was like, there's no way I'm going to let this go. Yeah.
Well, I'm glad you stuck with it because you're definitely like the caller we had call in. You're definitely an inspiration to women and to people worldwide because, you know, to us, you know, I used to watch you on TV, Punky Brewster, Family Matters. That was my shit back in the days. You know what I mean? So to us, you know, we're looking up to you, but you're so cool and down to earth that you can take time, chill with us on Streets Radio, talk to your peoples, and let us know what's good and keep it 100. So I thank you, and I'm pretty sure a lot of other fans thank you that love you and been watching you and just want to see you do better because you are.
And I thank you, and I love you, too.
Oh,
thank you guys. You guys are gonna make me all cry. You know, it's crazy.
No cry baby. Shut up, stupid cry baby.
It's crazy because I really like this. I love this industry, and I don't know where I would be without some kind of, you know, art form. My mom took me to see The Wiz when I was like 4 years old, and I told her the whole time Stephanie Mills was on stage because it was the play that I could do that when I grew up. And I really thought that I was going to grow up and be an architect until it was time for me to go to college, and I dropped out because I was doing the show Family Matters. But to be able to be received by the audience, and I don't say fans, I say friends, because you guys have grown up with me. So mm-hmm. we've gone through a lot of the same things together, and at the same time even, for you guys still to be here for me today and still receive what I do, whether you like it or not, you guys are giving me a chance. You know, at least you mm-hmm. check out the content before you judge it. And I appreciate yeah. that. I appreciate having the opportunity for us to grow together.
Well, that's what's up. That's what's up. Is there any advice that you can give for, like, upcoming artists, writers, you know, anybody out there that's pursuing their dream?
My biggest advice would be, if you want it, go get it. Don't let anybody tell you no, you know, and don't stop until it happens, because it will happen. It's just a matter of time, and it's not your time. Sometimes it's God's time. You don't understand it. Well, you know, I never understood when old people said, oh, baby, it's going to come, but not in your time, in his time. That really frustrated me, but now I get it. You know, the whole writing thing, it wasn't in my time. It was in God's time, and now I'm thankful because I know so much more than I would have known before.
All right, that's for sure. All right, and then for anybody that's just now tuning in, can you tell them where the book is available for purchase? And that is Around the World Twice with Cherry Johnson, co-wrote by Kathy.
Kathy Scott, it is on Amazon, it's in Borders, it is in Barnes & Noble, it's in Crowns, Books a Million, depending upon where you live. You know, you could check out Walmart and Target, it's everywhere books are sold. If you go in there and it's not in the stores, don't worry, make them order it. Our distribution company is Ingram, it is in their system, and they can order it for you. And if you just can't wait and you don't want to go in stores and shop around, check out Amazon.com. We're in there. It's only $15.
Yeah.
And that was one of the great things that JM let us do, too. We got to price our book ourselves, which you don't get to do that.
Oh, like, really? Oh, okay.
Yeah, you do not get to do that. And JM said, $15, why? And I said, I'm from the hood. I want everybody from my hood to be able to buy it. You know,
yeah,
if I put
yeah,
out a
yeah.
book like Kimora Lee's book is like $35 or something, everybody from my hood can't afford, when they go in the store all the time, $35. It's like, if I buy this book, I can't get gas.
And all they're going to do is read it and pass it along. So
right.
She ends up losing out.
Our book, you can go buy it and go buy a Whopper and sit down and read it. You got a meal and entertainment.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Instead of buying that 20 sack, go get you a burger meal.
And the book.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Exactly. And you'll learn something. Men and women, you'll definitely learn something.
Definitely. All right, well, we're going to get ready to get up out of here. We only got a little bit of time. But before we do you and Kathy, do you guys have any shout-outs or any comments you want to say to the people listening?
Do you have any
that? You go first. You always make me go first. It's your turn.
I would say use my life as an example. You know, real dreams do come true. If you want it, go get it. I have to give a big shout-out to everybody, you know, in Seattle who has been having my back forever, and Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, because, of course, that's where I'm from. So what's up, 412? And come on, Steelers, you better do something. If y'all don't do something against these Broncos tonight, I'm going to be really irritated. Also, Megan the Man, you know, he always got our back. He's listening. Kemp. I don't know where you are, but you always listen to
Kemp said,
right?
What?
Hey. And a man by the name of Charles Madison, who I got a receipt today. He just bought 6 books on Amazon.com, so I want to give it up to Mr. Madison.
Oh, wow.
Thanks, babe.
Go ahead, man. Thank you, Mr. Madison.
What about you, Kat?
I would just say to everybody, keep people who are conducive to what you're trying to do around you, because the more negativity you have around you, the more negativity you're going to produce on a daily basis. And I can say that from experience, because I was a negative person through a large portion of my life. And after I hit 30, when we started writing about this book, I started to get out of it. So I would just say to everybody, stay as positive as you can. Take every day as it comes. And I would like to give a shout out to Kemp Said What, because I was enjoying his blog. I was enjoying his little blog today because, you know, he shouted us out on Twitter, and I had to go check it out. And I appreciate him, and I appreciate anybody who buys our book, who downloads it, who contacts Kindle. Contact Amazon and let them know you want it on Kindle also, because it's not yet, but it should be within hopefully the week.
Hopefully.
And I just want to say thank you.
And also a shout out to J.M. Benjamin and the New Quality Publishing. We love you guys. We're family. You're stuck with us. We gonna eat together.
We're going to eat together, and I'm going to cook it.
Uh-huh. I'll help. And Ms. Word, thank you. Actually, one of our really huge supporters is JM's mom. And I just want to say, Mommy, if you're listening right now, thank you so much, Mama Word. We're going to make you proud.
Aw. Well, I do want to thank you, ladies, for keeping it 100 on the show. It was a pleasure. And, you know, when you got those new books coming out and those new movies, you know the number. Hit me up. We'll get you back on Streets Radio. We'll definitely do it again and give the fans what they want.
Thank you, Chazzy, for
Thank you for having
us.
Oh, no doubt, no doubt. But before we go, for those that don't know, Cherry Johnson, she does get down with the music. So we're going to go ahead and play a track of yours. You know, Galetto, you know what I mean? Y'all did the thing. Shout out to Big Sin doing his thing out there.
Big shout out, Sin. Jamie, we love you, Sin. I'm about to do another movie. You come here. You're about to hear Sin's music on every movie I do.
Oh, yeah, that's what's up. Well, I'm going to let you go ahead and do the honors and introduce the track. And before we do, I just want to thank everybody for tuning in. We do this every Sunday. Tune in 6 p.m. on the west side, 9 p.m. on the east side. It's your girl, T.A. to the Z. This is the Street Talk. All right, go ahead, Cherry. Do your thing.
Hey, come on, take a ride with me and Sin and my Galati.
Thank you. hit the earth like a comet. Invasion. Nas is like the Afrocentric Asian. Right here with the amazing Green Lantern. Sirius Radio. Y'all know what it is.
Nas, too real. Nas, too king. You know the king. Nas, too real. Nas, too king.
Cars with police radars on highways bopping, bullpen therapy, cell block dodging, pissy stairways, miss some days, not when they shut down the stores when I'm shopping, used to be pop locking, train hopping, face covered in stocking, six pack bud drinking gambler, fuck some cameras in front of the man, sing the hustler's mantra, hands of luck, more hits than gambling huff, I hollered in Doja, 40 belows, cover the toes, I was a soldier, with the Popeye sipping the motor. Nigga, honestly, I call this a culture. My sister's a snake, my brother's a vulture. My mother's a black, my father's a ghetto piranha. Swimming with sharks, my tone's falsetto drama. Obama, if the kids mirror you, we're all push Maseratis with the silver hue. They fear that connection. I'd rather die in a box than live safe and witness protection. Gotti was a racist, but he still get praises. We don't give a fuck, nigga gangsta's gangster. Bricks come with Bill Clinton's name on it taped up. Hollywood, Lohan parties, people they facing them. Kim Kardashian, body with the waist slim. Know some hood girls who did time that could take them. Rappers changing families, fags are all lost. I'm at the board off, Van Cleef under the sleeve. Say the small talk, I feel alive. New Porsches, Jordan number fives. Already said I'm the last real nigga alive.
Let my words guide you. From Crips to Pyrus, this is survival. Turn my voice up. Let my words guide you. From Crips to Pyrus, this is survival. Invasion.